Yeah, I remember both of them. And because, like I said, my dad was in business with my granddad in sawmill business, and they run sawmills and gins until I got grown. And Grandpa was a Baptist preacher. And he lived to be 92, and he died in 52, didn't he, Margaret?
It was either 52 or 3, Carl. I can't remember which.
And
he was
92 years old when he died, and my grandpa, he was 93, and he died in, I'd say, 41 or 2 then.
Yeah, about 40.
It was early 40. Mm-hmm. Because both of them died there at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, now what did he do for a living?
He was a farmer.
He was a farmer.
All of his life, yes.
Was he born in the same area? Or?
As far as I know, he was. Now. Mm-hmm. He lived in that area all my days. And the both of them had large families. I believe both grandpas had 9 children, didn't you, Margaret?
That's right, and your father had 9.
Yeah, there was my grandfather had 8 boys and 1 girl, because I've heard him. Folks had asked him, he's a preacher, and they'd ask him how many children he had.
He had 8 boys and 1 girl?
Mm-hmm. And then he said, I got eight boys, and says all of them got a sister apiece. So they'd put him to count, you see. Mm-hmm. But I've heard him tell folks that a heap of times. Mm-hmm.
And the only daughter and her husband died of the swine flu in
1918. And not the swine, was it?
That's what they said it was. That's what they say this is.
Yeah, there's more of them. They died in 1918. Right at where we all live right here now. My only auntie on my father's side, and she died, her husband died, there was just a week difference, 7 days, I believe.
Well, that was less than a week, I think.
No, I think it was a week. I remember it. That's the year you was born. You were born in November it wasn't October, was it?
I was born October the 4th, and then they died 3 weeks later.
That's right, 1918.
Was your grandfather, do you know much about his education, or?
He didn't have any education to amount to anything.
No education?
Yeah. He could write his name, read and write a little.
Good read and write. Mm.
And my grandfather, now, he was the same way. I've heard him say, he said he went to school 3 weeks in his life. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I know it was a gift with his preaching. And he
could read and write too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He taken it up, and it had to be a gift for him, because he sure wasn't educated.
He wasn't trained to be a preacher or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But he preached there for 60-odd years out of his life.
And he quoted the Bible verbatim almost.
Yeah, he sure could.